The U.S. Department of Agriculture's annual demographic report on rural America, today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
If you want your mind and body to be up to the task of running the farm, pay attention to what you eat. A proper diet goes a long way in helping to promote your physical and mental health. And it's not just what you eat, but also how much you eat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. What kind of shape is rural America in? Each year, the USDA updates an annual report called Rural America at a Glance. Tracy Farragan is a research economist at USDA who helped put the 2025 report together.
This year's edition includes analyses of population change, employment, income, and poverty. And those are pretty traditional topic areas that we cover usually in the report, but we often take a little bit different of an angle on each of those topics depending on what is of interest or important in the moment.
Farragan says healthcare and social assistance is the largest employment sector in rural America, followed closely by manufacturing.
We've had growth in income that has continued in rural areas. It's moderate growth, so it's not like it's growing excessively in any way, but it's positive in the sense that we continue to see growth in median income in rural America.
And with that modest income growth, says Farragan,
we have a rural poverty rate of 13.7%, and this was one of the lowest rural poverty rates over the last 25 years. To put that in a greater perspective, the last time the poverty rate was close to this level was in 2019, right before the pandemic.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.